Listening Effectively, John A. Klein. Appreciative Listening. Appreciative listening includes listening to music for enjoyment, to speakers because you like their style, to your choice in theater, television, radio, or film. It is the response of the listener, not the source of the message, that defines appreciative listening. That which provides appreciative listening for one person may provide something else for another. For example, hard rock music is not a source of appreciative listening for me. I would rather listen to gospel, country, jazz, or the golden oldies. The quality of appreciative listening depends in large part on three factors: presentation, perception, and previous experience. Number one, presentation. I just mentioned that I prefer gospel music to hard rock, but I don't enjoy all gospel music. For example, I don't enjoy gospel music when it's presented in a glitzy setting, or when it is performed by someone who fails to demonstrate an understanding of the music's meaning. I might add that I usually don't enjoy gospel music when it's off-key or poorly done, but there are exceptions, such as the time when I heard a 103-year-old man sing Amazing Grace. Never have I been more moved. I enjoy gospel music when I hear it in the little churches of rural Alabama. I also enjoy it when it is presented in the large church I attend in Montgomery. I also very much enjoy presentations of gospel music on the radio, on television, or in concert by well-known performers who understand its meaning. I enjoy hearing good speakers, speakers whom I admire, and speakers who have expertise. I frequently attend lectures at Air University by speakers who have all three of these characteristics. Among the speakers I have heard there recently, General Charles Chuck Hona, the Air Component Commander of Desert Storm, a war dominated by air power; Deputy Secretary of Defense Dr. John White; former Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Colin Powell; and U.S. Ambassador to the UN Jean Kirkpatrick. I have heard many other outstanding speakers at Air University, of course. These four simply came to mind readily as examples who had all three characteristics mentioned above. All are good speakers, all had my admiration, and all had a great deal of expertise. Presentation encompasses many factors: the medium, the setting, the style and personality of the presenter, to name just a few. Sometimes it is our perception of the presentation, rather than the actual presentation, that most influences our listening pleasure or displeasure. Perception is an important factor in appreciative listening. Number two, perception. For years, I did not care to listen to jazz music. I'd always believed that people like me, from a conservative rural Midwestern background, wouldn't like jazz. Then I started to work for a new boss, a general officer who enjoyed jazz. I admired him very much. My mind was now open to listen to jazz. My perception was changing, and I began to enjoy jazz music. Expectations play a large role in perception. If I attend a concert under duress, with no expectations of enjoying the music, perhaps my wife insists that I attend, or my position in the community makes it the thing to do, I may be pleasantly surprised. But I stand a lot better chance of enjoying the concert if I expect to enjoy it. Perceptions, and the expectations that drive them, have their basis in attitude. Our attitudes determine how we react to and interact with the world around us. There was a time, not many years ago, when I did not want a personal computer in my office. I did not even want to be around a PC. I did not enjoy working with computers. 6 years ago, I wrote a book called Speaking Effectively, A Guide for Air Force Speakers. The book you are now reading is a companion volume to that one. I wrote the first book in longhand. I'm composing this one on my PC. Fortunately for me, my attitudes toward computers have changed. If my attitude had changed 6 years sooner, I could have written the earlier book in less time and saved both time and effort with the publisher. Perceptions influence all areas of our lives. Certainly, they are crucial determinants as to whether or not we enjoy or appreciate the things we listen to. Obviously, perceptions also determine what we listen to in the first place. As we said earlier, listening is selective. Number three, previous experience. The discussion of perception makes it clear that previous experience influences whether we enjoy listening to something. In some cases, we enjoy listening to things because we are experts in the area. Sometimes, however, expertise or previous experience prevents us from enjoying the presentation because we are too sensitive to imperfections. Previous experience plays a large role in appreciative listening. Many people enjoy the sounds of large city traffic. Perhaps their growing up in a large city was a happy experience for them. The blare of horns honking, the sound of roaring engines accelerating, even the shrill shriek of sirens piercing the air, all of these things may remind them of pleasant times in their lives. They appreciate hearing the sound. Others, having grown up on a farm or in a small town, have learned to enjoy the sounds of nature. For them, a walk in the country produces sounds of enjoyment, the rustling of leaves in the breeze, the song of a robin. Usually, if we associate a sound or other experience with pleasant memories, then we appreciate or enjoy it. However, if the sound or experience is associated with unpleasant memories, we will probably not appreciate or enjoy it. But we can change. Let's return to the example of how I learned to enjoy listening to jazz. I did not enjoy jazz music when I first heard it. Then I worked for a man who enjoyed it. More than once when we were TDY, I sat with him in the evenings listening to jazz combo or jazz pianist, and I learned to like jazz. We should not shut our minds to the fact that we can learn to like, enjoy, and appreciate new and different things. We can learn to be better appreciative listeners.